And starting off here with sports, taking a look at the Turkey Day football for you from yesterday in the NFL. The Minnesota Vikings have a stronger hold on first place in the NFC North after knocking off the second-place team. The Vikings also have a seven-game winning streak after Case Keenum threw for two touchdowns and ran for another in a 30-23 win at Detroit. He was 21 of 30 for 282 yards, including a pair of touchdowns to Kyle Rudolph that put Minnesota ahead 20-3 in the first half. Latavius Murray had 84 yards rushing and a two-yard score, giving the Vikings a 27-10 lead early in the third quarter. The Lions pulled within 4 points early in the fourth quarter on Matthew Stafford's second touchdown pass to Marvin Jones. Nevin Lawson later returned a block kick, 77 yards for an apparent TD, but he was called back on an offsides call on Lawson on the play. The outcome gives the 9-2 Vikings a three-game lead over the Lions. The Dallas Cowboys continue to play themselves out of playoff contention with their third consecutive loss of at least 20 points. Phillip Rivers threw for 434 yards and three touchdowns as the L.A. Chargers coasted to a 28-6 win at Dallas. Keenan Allen grabbed a scoring pass and had a career-high 172 yards on 11 catches, giving him 23 catches for 331 yards and three TDs in the past two games. Desmond King returned an interception 90 yards for a game-clenching TD midway through the fourth quarter, just over 2 minutes after Dallas finally reached the end zone. The Cowboys win a team-record 10 quarters without a touchdown before Rod Smith's two-yard scoring run early in the final period, which got Dallas within 16-6. Both teams are now 5-6. The Chargers will be one game off the AFC West lead if the Chiefs lose to Buffalo on Sunday. Dallas is currently 1.5 games behind Seattle for the final NFC wildcard spot. The Redskins earned an ugly 20-10 win over the New York Giants, leaving Washington tied with Dallas for second place in the NFL NFC East. Kirk Cousins put the Redskins ahead to stay with his second touchdown pass of the night, a 14-yarder to Josh Doctson with 3:31 remaining. Cousins also threw an interception that was returned 53 yards by Janoris Jenkins for the Giants' lone TD. The 2-9 Giants had the ball for just over 25 minutes and compiled only 170 yards on 51 plays. Eli Manning was 13 of 27 for 113 yards and one interception. Bears outside linebacker Leonard Floyd has been placed on injured reserve because of a knee injury suffered in Sunday's 27-24 loss to the Lions. The Bears have promoted outside linebacker Howard Jones from their practice squad to take Floyd's spot on the 53-man roster. Unranked Mississippi has won the Egg Bowl for the fourth time in six seasons. Jordan Tamu threw for 247 yards and two touchdowns as the Rebels surprised number 16 Mississippi State 31-28 in Starkville. Ole Miss led 10-6 in the third quarter until Tamahu tossed scoring strikes of 77 yards to A.J. Brown and 63 yards to D.K. Metcalf. Brown had six receptions for 167 yards. Jordan Wilkins ran for 110 yards and a pair of TDs to help Mississippi become bowl eligible at 6-6. The Bulldogs played most of the game without starting quarterback Nick Fitzgerald, who suffered a right leg injury in the first quarter. Mississippi State hurt itself with two interceptions and three fumbles and falling to 8-4. Moving on to notes from the other college football news here today, Nebraska defensive coordinator Bob Diaco says he'll be focused on his team and not the opponent here today when the Huskers host Iowa. Diaco was a linebacker for Iowa in the 1990s, and this will be the first time he has coached against the Hawkeyes.
The last time I was in the stadium or with the team and around the team was, I think, 97, maybe 98 was the last time. It's the Nebraska football team. It's the Nebraska football players. I have no other energy really left for any other feeling or emotion.
He wants to help the Huskers snap a two-game losing skid in the series.
When you're out and about, and based on how the games have gone the last few years, I think it's a very important game for Nebraska, our players, our team, and the people of Nebraska.
Pre-game coverage begins at 1 o'clock today here on KJN. Kickoff from Lincoln will be at 3 o'clock. We'll have it here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Also, yesterday in college basketball, Juwan McLeod hit the go-ahead driving layup with 1:08 left to help Northern Iowa hold off North Carolina State 64-60 on Thursday in the Battle for Atlantis semifinals. Isaiah Brown added two clinching free throws with 3.1 seconds left for the Panthers. Northern Iowa trailed by 7 midway through the second half. The cold shooting Wolfpack were coming off an upset victory over number 2 Arizona on Wednesday night. Finally, McLeod beat Braxton Beverly off the dribble for a 60-58 lead. Then after two missed shots, the Wolfpack's Larrick Freeman, Clint Carlson drove by Abdul Malik Abu with 13.7 seconds left to make it a two-possession game. And Omer Yurtseven scored on a stick back to close the gap to 2 before Brown's free throws sealed it. Tawan Pickford had 18 points and 18 rebounds to lead the Panthers. Yurtseven had 17 points and 13 boards to lead NC State. The Panthers won their opener against SMU primarily on the strength of a 21-2 first-half run before holding on for a 61-58 win. This time they hung close and held the Wolfpack to 31% shooting after halftime while limiting their turnover against NC State's pressure defense. The Panthers will face number 5 Villanova on Friday here today in the championship game. Also another top 25 finals, Trevin Duval had 22 points, and number 1 Duke improved to 6-0 by topping Portland State 99-81. Matt McQuaid hit 6 three-pointers and scored a career-high 20 points, and number 4 Michigan State's 73-51 thumping of DePaul in the PK-80 Invitational. Igor Kulichev hit 5 three-pointers on his way to a 26-point performance in 7th-ranked Florida's 108-87 pounding of Stanford. 9th-ranked North Carolina also won its first game of the PK-80 as Luke May contributed 20 points and 10 rebounds in a 102-78 drubbing of Portland. Trevon Blewett was good for 20 points, and 15th-ranked Xavier shot 58% and beating George Washington 83-64. Jonathan Williams had 21 points, and number 17 Gonzaga was boosted by an enthusiastic crowd in an 86-59 victory over Ohio State to open up that Phil Knight Invitational Tournament. And at number 18, Purdue lost for the second straight day as Darius Thompson scored 12 points and hit a pair of clinching free throws with 5 seconds left to push Western Kentucky past the Boilermakers 77-73. Rhode Island pulled off a 75-74 upset over number 20 Seton Hall on Jared Terrell's running layup with 5 seconds remaining. Jock Landell scored 26 points, and Emmett Nahr almost had a triple-double in number 21 St. Mary's 89-71 win over Harvard in the Wooden Legacy. And Javon Carter had 20 points, including a tie-breaking three-pointer with 5.5 minutes left to help number 23 West Virginia escape with an 84-78 win over Marist at the Advocare Invitational. And in women's basketball, a game we had for you here on the radio yesterday, a strong second-quarter comeback propelled the University of Iowa women's basketball team to their 6th consecutive victory, 77-64 over Charlotte, in the second round of the Puerto Rico Challenge at Cardinal Gibbons High School. While the Hawkeyes kept posting win after win, junior center Megan Gustafson kept her remarkable statistics streak alive. For the 6th time in this season, the 33rd time in her career, she posted a double-double with 23 points and 14 boards. She was 11-16 from the field, and the season is shooting a 69% on the year. And we'll have them once again for you tomorrow in their final game of that Puerto Rico Classic. They'll take on Elon tomorrow. That'll be a 3:45 pregame. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.